We'll talk more about that shortly because Adam Collins is on the line. He's covering the Cricket World Cup, doing a hell of a job too. And his podcast, The Final Word, is going absolutely gangbusters with Jeff Lemon. Collo, good morning.
Good morning, Half. Good morning, fellas.
Nice to have you with us after another big weekend in World Cup cricket. Last night, let's go to the straight action from overnight. India and Pakistan. It was an important clash, a time-honoured affair. And Rohit Sharma said, hang on a second, fellas. Don't worry about it. I'll take the cake here. I'll set it up and you just finish it off. 140 off 113 to lead India to 336 in their first innings, and they were never headed.
Yeah, he's different gravy at the moment, Rohit. And the best thing about what he's doing is that he's able to modulate his innings depending on what India requires. So when he played against Africa a couple of weeks ago, Kohli said it was his best ever innings despite being, I think, the slowest 50, and he went on to make 122 and batted the whole way through the innings. But today it was a different kind of innings. We didn't have Shikhar Dhawan with him because he got injured last week. He had KL Rahul. So Rohit took the authority early on. He made his first 50 in 35 balls. He ended up making it to 100 in 85 balls and just sucked any life out of the game. It is a time-honoured clash, as you say, but Pakistan never beaten India in the World Cup before. So now it's now 7-9. And I think the occasion might have got to Pakistan to a certain extent. And ultimately, they were just way too strong, India. I mean, if you're going to through the game in five over intervals, Pakistan might have won like one or two 5-over intervals in the entire day. India absolutely annihilated them.
They're going well, aren't they? I mean, they just seem to have every base covered at the moment, India. They have already beaten Australia in the tournament, but they don't seem to really have a weakness, Colo.
Well, this is it, isn't it? So you've got the top order with Rohit Sharma and in Darwin. We'll return to the side in due course. Kohli batting at three. You've got options galore in terms of the hitters. They elevated Hardik Pandya again today, obviously MS Dhoni and all of his experience as well. Then with the ball, Jasprit Bumrah is the best bowler in the world. Bhuvaneshwar Kumar went down with a hamstring injury today and they just bring in Mohammad Shami. I mean, you know, as you do. And then in the spin bowling department, Kuldeep Yadav probably bowled the ball at the tournament this evening when he was delivering it. Babar Azam, who was going really nicely and he went through the gate from over the wicket. Glorious wrist spinner's dismissal. This is spun and drifted and all you want if you're a wrist spinner and the stuff you dream of, really. And then they've got Chahal, who's been the best wrist spinner in the world the last couple of years. So you combine all those things together. And, yeah, we talk about why England are the formidable favourite at home, and as they should be. We talk about Australia, who are going absolutely beautifully at the moment, considering the expectations coming into the tournament. And then there's just India sitting there with all this experience in, on the big stage, all of these match winners, and they've not lost a game yet. So I would say that at this stage of the tournament, they'd be the happiest in where they're placed.
Adam, has Pandya got the best tattoos in world cricket?
neck and... Pandya.
Pandya, sorry?
Yeah.
How good are they?
Yeah, he's got a lot of tattoos. He's an ideas man. He gets himself in trouble from time to time, Hardik Pandya. He made some relatively ill-considered comments on an Indian chat show earlier this year and got himself suspended. He's fairly forthright in his opinions, and I think the tattoos reflect that. He's got a very big personality.
We had the Aussies on Saturday night. Just quickly before we let you go, I know you've got stuff to do and jump on a train. Did a good performance against Sri Lanka. Aaron Finch is 153, an absolute highlight. But are you convinced that Sean Marsh and Usman Khawaja can play in the same team going forward?
Probably not, because they're going to need the extra bowler. And we spoke about this last week, didn't we, after the Taunton game. And yes, Marcus Stoinis is still in the squad, but Mitchell Marsh is there now as well. I'm not sure whether they'll be willing to run that risk again. Yes, it came off on Saturday and Glenn Maxwell got through 10 overs for 46, but he won't always, especially on smaller grounds. Finch, after the match, spoke about the fact that Maxwell had more real estate to deal with because he was bowling on a bigger field, a test venue, that being the Oval, but it won't always be that way. And I think they'll be mindful of that as we move through the tournament. The next game that Australia plays is on a small ground at Trent Bridge, and will they be willing to run the gauntlet and have Maxwell as their isolated fifth bowler? Oh, I'm not so sure about that. So if they can't get Stoinis back, then Mitchell Marsh has to come into consideration for that game. And if that's the case, then who drops out? It has to be Khawaja or Sean Marsh. And you look at who the two most recent men in the match have been for Australia. It was David Warner opening and Aaron Finch opening. So yeah. Khawaja's not going to get that spot back. So therefore, it probably becomes Khawaja. I mean, or alternatively, Sean Marsh on the basis that Khawaja has incumbency from the home summer and, of course, over in India and the UAE before the tournament. Either way, it's a good problem to have, but Khawaja's not at the peak of his powers at the moment. He's been coming in at any number of places down the list, which he hasn't been experienced in doing in 50-over cricket. In a way, I feel sorry for him because he's been asked to play a role. never been asked to play before at the worst possible time, learning on the job.
Yeah, there's a fair bit to talk about, I reckon, in the build-up to the next clash for the Aussies against Bangladesh on Thursday. Now, they might try a few things because it is the Deshies, but we'll see what happens there. Kyle, looking forward to more podcasts, mate. Going gangbusters. Go get them.
Thanks, Alf. Talk soon, guys.